The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, planning permission has been refused on the site of an explosion in Cuisla in County Donegal. The planning had been sought to develop a new petrol station and shop on the site. Families of the 10 people who were killed in the blast tragedy had strongly opposed the redevelopment. Shauna Gallagher is the sister to Jessica, who was killed in the explosion, and she joins me now. Shauna, thanks for speaking to us this evening. I know you've spoken on the show before about your thoughts on it. I presume you're happy that this has now been overturned?
Yes, yeah, we're all really delighted now that the decision has been overturned.
And I suppose the emotion of it, like, it must be quite a difficult thing even to see the idea of it put out there that this might be redeveloped into something else.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there is another planning application submitted by the people that own the site. But in terms of the emotion for all of us, we're all relieved that this step has happened, that this particular one has been turned over. But, you know, we don't really know what's coming in the future. But it's a step in the right direction. You know, it's one step closer to finding out what happened.
Yeah. And I suppose what were the issues, to remind people, that you had with this proposal? Because there had been an element that would have had a memorial on the site as well.
Yeah, so we had a few issues in terms of the planning being considered without a conclusion being drawn for the incident itself. Like, we have had there's been no ruling as to what has happened. So that was the main issue. We didn't want anything to continue on the site until we knew, you know, why our family members were dead. And the other issue we had with the memorial with where they had proposed to put the memorial garden, it just looked like somewhere that you'd put bikes at the back of a shop. Like, it was just a very small square of grass and didn't really, you know, hold value or hold enough kind of importance for the lives that were lost there. So they were the two main issues we had, that and the lack of consideration for everybody who's been affected. You know, just to rebuild as if nothing has happened was a bit of a slap in the face, it would have been a slap in the face if it went ahead.
What would you and the other families like to see done with the site?
Myself personally, my main concern at them would be that we find out what happened and that there's a ruling as to whether anybody should be able to rebuild on that site. That's okay. The main thing that we would like to see happen is to have some kind of conclusion brought before we can consider anything else on that site. Nothing should be happening until we know what happened.
Yeah. And look, you still and your family still live in the village. I mean, is it still as difficult as ever to pass that site most days?
Yeah, my mum and dad still live there, and my sister's actually back living there at the moment. And a lot of the other families do still live in the village. I don't know if Cuisla will ever be the same again in terms of the people in the village itself. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to Cuisla. It's a really small village.
Yeah.
And where the blast site is literally the entrance into the town itself. So a lot of people pass it all the time. I know for me it's particularly difficult. I can't imagine how difficult it is for the people that are still in Cuisla.
Yeah. And I suppose we have the investigation, as you said, it is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. I mean, where is that at the minute? And in terms of the families, I mean, are you frustrated at the pace that we've seen so far?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely taken a long time. I know the file has been sent to the DPP or is due to be sent to the DPP very shortly, and that's about as much as we know at the moment. We can only hope that the fact that it's taken so long means that it's been done thoroughly, but it is quite frustrating. Like, we're nearly 3 years down the line here and we're no really further forward than the day it happened. So yeah, we would like to see more answers, really.
And how are your family doing, as you say, 3 years on, but it's still very fresh, it feels?
Very much so, yeah. Like, we've had family occasions and stuff, and obviously Jessica's not here, so it's a constant reminder of her absence. You know, anything, like, every day you do remember that she's not here. And, you know, and as always, it's not just ourselves going through that. There's other families. There's so many of us affected by it. The scale of the grief is still there, you know, like, everybody's still struggling.
Yeah. Well, Shauna Gallagher, sister of Jessica, who was killed in that explosion at the age of just 24. Thanks very much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder this evening and telling part of your story and sharing your opinions on that decision for the planning to be overturned.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.